1-2, man. I can't even check in the way I want to check in. 1-2. It's a sad day for me, really, man. It's a sad day in history right now. It's a sad day in America. It's a sad day in the basketball community. It's a sad day in the world. If you don't know, then now you know. The late, great, my favorite basketball player of all time, a person who really inspired me to hoop and start playing basketball, a person who inspired me to have that mentality, to have that killer mentality, to have that strong will of determination. Somebody that inspired me off the court, not just on the court, but just off the court. Somebody that I looked up to since I was knee high. I was a grasshopper. Kobe Bryant. We lost Kobe Bryant, man. This is a sad day, man. It's fucked up because this shit happened so randomly. It just happened just hella randomly. Just the day after LeBron passes him in the all-time scoring list, he ends up dead the next day from a plane crash. And we're talking about a plane where he typically takes his route every day or every other day, frequently, and just randomly, he just end up dead. It's crazy as fuck to me. So honestly, man, I still really can't believe, and I really won't believe that Kobe, you know what I'm saying? My boy, I'm like somebody who really inspired me on and off the court, you know, and it's a lot to take in. It's hard to take in, but in reality, we have to keep pushing. We got to remain focused and keep pushing, but we still have to grieve, and it's still good to grieve, and it's still good to express your feelings and how you're feeling about a situation and take the time out. It's also his daughter died as well, which is more of a tragedy that his daughter also died in the plane crash with him. And this is somebody who's going to change the game for women's basketball. This is somebody who was coming up a top athlete in the world, you know, when it comes to playing basketball, being coached by her dad, which is Kobe, being coached by Kobe. And it's a sad day, man. It's just crazy. I honestly still don't believe it. A lot of people going, you know, a lot of people are posting Kobe, but the thing was, whenever he was alive, they didn't really respect him. They didn't really consider him one of the greats. So they didn't really consider him in the top 10 players. Let's take those facts. Yeah, let's pull out the top 10 players and see where they list Kobe at amongst these fucking basketball players. But I'm pretty sure they want to give him his roses now that he's gone. But they want to give it to him when he was alive. But man, it's a lot to take in, man. I honestly still don't believe it, and I can't believe it, and I won't accept it, because this is my favorite athlete of all time. I honestly had no other favorite basketball player or athlete ever, and my sister, my family, my close friends know exactly how I felt about Kobe, how he was a part of my whole life. I'm talking about until now, and it's just crazy to even say that Kobe is dead, you know. But it's a sad day in history, man. I pray for the family, because his daughter died. I can only imagine the grief and the pain that his wife have to suffer to bury her husband and her daughter. So I'm sure it's way more on her than it is to the people who really didn't know him like that. But for me, I love Kobe, man. He was one of my, I'm talking about, he just described me as a person on the court. That's exactly how I would be if I played professional basketball, if I played with any other top athletes in the world. We're not friends. I'm not shaking your hand. I'm coming out here to kill you. This is a mentality. I'm a strong-willed individual. But it's hard to take, man. Rest in peace. Long live, man, forever and ever. Kobe, man, we miss you, man. We love you. Rest in peace, and long live my uncles, too. I miss y'all forever, man. Let's not forget that. I lost two uncles to the streets of St. Louis, but let's not forget my uncles. Also, I love y'all. And stay close to your family, man, because this is a lot, man. Stay close to your family, and show people that you love them while they're here, because you never know what can happen next. I still don't believe that Kobe is gone, and I won't believe that Kobe is gone. But let's just remember for him. Let's remember him for what he did on and off the court. Long live Kobe, long live my uncles. Out.